sleep part is going to be very critical.
What is the difference between traveling in own country and traveling in other countries?
That you are a great driver, not because you didn't hit anybody, but you saw that nobody hit you. India has only 1% of the vehicles of the world. But Indian road accidents are 11%. So 1% of vehicles causes 11% of accidents, road accidents. Every year, 169,000 people die on Indian roads. By the time we finish this podcast, at least 30 people would have died.
Hello everyone. Welcome to this special episode of Imperia Connects. I'm your host Madhvi, and today we are discussing a topic that affects all of us, our safety and the safety of others on the road. Have you ever thought about how a small mistake on the road can change multiple lives in an instant? Today, we have a very special guest with us, someone whose journey is not just about adventure, but about a greater purpose, safer roads, safer lives. He's the first Indian to travel solo around the world on a motorcycle. But this journey was not just about an adventure. It was about learning and spreading awareness. Filmmaker, writer, and motorcyclist, Mr. Bharadwaj Dayala. Hello, sir. Welcome to Imperia Connect.
Thank you for having me, Madhvi, and Imperia Connect audiences.
So we would like to know more about your journey. How did you plan your solo motorcycle trip around the globe in 2006? I'm sure back then the technology was different and entire scenario was, geopolitical scenario was different. What made you to do this journey all alone?
This all started as just as an idea. So we all want to see the world sometime or the other. हमारे सब दिमाग में पीछे पीछे कहीं तो कहीं होता था. बचपन में देखते हैं अमेरिका कैसा है, फ्रांस कैसा है, यूरोप कैसा है करके उस उन सब के बारे में जानना चाहते थे. तो मुझे भी एक ऐसा ड्रीम था जाके मैं भी पूरा दुनिया को देखूं करके. लेकिन लाइफ के मामले में, लिविंग में पढ़ के ये सब भूल जाते हैं, ये सब ड्रीम भूल जाते हैं. लेकिन एक ऐसा टाइम आया था कि मुझे कुछ तो कुछ करना था. सो आई वॉन्टेड टू टेक केयर ऑफ माई ड्रीम्स एंड देन आई सेड ओके लेट मी गो अराउंड द वर्ल्ड. एंड 2006 में मैं अपना छोटा सा करिश्मा मोटरसाइकिल लेके विशाखापट्टनम से निकला और फ्रॉम मुंबई आया. मुंबई से टेहरान गया, टेहरान मिडल ईस्ट सब क्रॉस करके इजिप्ट में गया, इजिप्ट अफ्रीका देन यूरोप एंड देन इनटू कनाडा अमेरिका एंड देन क्रॉस्ड पैसिफिक एंड केम डाउन टू न्यूजीलैंड ऑस्ट्रेलिया इंडोनेशिया बांग्लादेश एंड 18,000 किलोमीटर्स आई मीन 18 मंथ्स में 47,000 किलोमीटर्स ट्रैवल करके फिर वापस इंडिया आया. दैट वाज माय वन सिंपल रोड ट्रिप.
सो हाउ मेनी मंथ्स इट टुक टू कंप्लीट दिस जर्नी?
18 मंथ्स 47,000 किलोमीटर्स.
So during this 18 months, I'm sure you've traveled 5 continents.
Yeah.
You have traveled different terrain. You have traveled through different weather situations. So how do you want to speak about that and elaborate your experience?
Yeah, it's actually not just about the journey. It's not about a ride. It's more about a dream and how to chase that dream until I live that dream. So I'm from a very middle class background, and it's a world tour is beyond my reach actually. But when you have a dream to pursue, you will do anything and everything, and you'll see that you live that dream. So that's what I did actually. And being an Indian biker, we have no access to the rules and regulations of other countries, foreign countries. हमको bike लेके ऐसा ही चला देते हैं इंडिया में. सो license भी नहीं की ज़रूरत भी नहीं पड़ती है.
Correct.
लेकिन foreign countries में ऐसा चलता नहीं है. हर rule बहुत strict होते हैं. यूरोप में, UK में बहुत strict rules होते हैं. वो सब तो हमको पता भी नहीं था. तो ये became a big study for me initially. It's a big hiccup, and that too when the internet was not so prevalent and मोबाइल फोन भी नहीं था. सो नाउ इट इज़ सो ईजी. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो अबाउट फ्रांस, यू कैन जस्ट टाइप ओके रूल्स, रोड रूल्स अबाउट फ्रांस, एंड आपको पूरी जानकारी मिल जाती है. लेकिन मेरे टाइम पे अगर वो जानना है तो दिल्ली या मुंबई जाके फ्रांस को कॉन्सुलेट में जाके हमको बताओ क्या करना है, आपके देश में आना है तो करके पूछ के, इतना करने से मुझे सिर्फ पता चलेगा फ्रांस जाना कैसा है करके। सो वो बहुत टाइम ले लिया था, लेकिन दैट वाज ए गुड एक्सपीरियंस फॉर मी एंड देन आई बिकेम सुपर एक्सपर्ट इन ऑल दीज कंट्रीज।
कैन यू शेयर सम एक्सपीरियंसेस एंड इंस्टेंसेस वेयर यू हैव इंटरेक्टेड विद पीपल? आई एम श्योर यू हैव इंटरेक्टेड विद मेनी सॉर्ट्स ऑफ पीपल, मेनी डिफरेंट सिचुएशन यू मस्ट हैव एक्सपीरियंस। कैन यू प्लीज शेयर सम एक्सपीरियंसेस विच आर स्टिल life and like, you know, in bright and fresh in your memory?
Yeah. So it's more about people, meeting people than the roads. So the most important part of the journey is people, because the places you can find anywhere. And for me, all the cities like New York, Bombay, Delhi, all these are same. So the main part of journey will be the road between these two cities. Like, so that was my more interesting part. So meeting people en route and living with them is the most important part, but it's also the more tricky and very difficult part, because we don't know about their culture, we don't know their intentions. But in a way, we build our own walls within the cities and we live within them very safely, feeling very safe. And we are very scared to break those walls and go into public and meet other people and let them into your life. So yeah, that was a big learning experience tha mujhe bhi. So ek bar कंट्रीज छोड़ के बाहर जाने के बाद वी आर सो वल्नरेबल एंड वी आर जस्ट डिपेंडेंट ऑन अदर पीपल. सो व्हेन आई ट्रैवल थ्रू लोनली प्लेसेस एंड ऑल, आई यूज्ड टू कम अक्रॉस वेरी ट्रिकी प्लेसेस एंड ट्रिकी पीपल. सो आई वाज अबाउट टू डिसाइड ओके वेदर टू गो विद दिस पीपल एंड लिव विद देम और टू कंटिन्यू. इनिशियली आई वाज वेरी स्केयर्ड टू be in such situations. I was very much okay staying alone, but then slowly I started to believe in people. I said, okay, this is not the way to live, so mm-hmm. I should have more confidence and I should believe in people more. And so I used to go interact, put myself in very dangerous situations, but be with them. So in that way, I lived with terrorists, I lived with people who never understood my language. So we used to sit all night and we used to chat very busily. I'll tell my story, they'll tell their story. We don't know our language, but we'll ultimately understand something.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I became an expert in talking without knowing the language.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's a good thing the world to taught me.
Okay. So traveling for 18 months, this difficult situation, you need to be mentally and physically very strong. How did you maintain that mental and physical health?
Before going on to the world tour, I was a big chain smoker for almost 25 years, and half my lung capacity was gone. When I had this dream of traveling around the world, then I started working out and started going on long tours and long treks and all. I went to Himalayas to get trained for the kind of loneliness I'm going to encounter on my world tour. So in those places, I was climbing Himalayas and I was panting like a dog, like, mm-hmm. so with for air and all. And I said, okay, either cigarette, I have to go with the cigarette or I'll go for the world tour. And after 25 years of being a chain smoker, I had to leave smoking.
Okay.
So that's the kind of attachment you get to your dream, so you will become fit in every way possible.
Hmm.
But apart from the physical fitness, you need a lot of mental fitness. So you need to be very strong mentally, because every day you are going to be in a new place, every day you are going to be seeing new places, new faces, and you will not be talking to anybody until you reach almost Europe or UK, because in the meanwhile nobody knows your language. People think once you go into Europe, you are okay. But even in Europe, nobody speaks English. Even France will never talk in English. French people, they don't talk in English. They don't have English in their schools.
Yeah.
The next country to UK, yeah, they don't have English in their schools. So even French people, they don't speak English. So until you reach UK, you will not be talking to anybody. So you are going to be very, very lonely. And that loneliness we don't experience in our Indian continent. You can, yeah, never be lonely in India. So I had to experience that loneliness. And for that only, I went trekking to Himalayas in the off-season circuit. Like, so I went to Chardham, Yatra hai, So I went to Gangotri, and then from there another deep trek to Gomukh, where the Ganga origins. So I went in a very non-touristy time, and even the post offices and the whole place was closed.
Hmm.
So, but I went off on a trek. I was little like hero. See, I'm doing this and even doing this. But when I started the trek, I came to huge mountains and I was trekking alone. Only thought was, I should have informed somebody that I'm here.
Yeah.
Because one slip of your leg and nobody will ever know that you are there.
Yeah.
So that taught me a lot of things in my life. And the same kind of situations I faced a lot of times during my world tour. And that loneliness and the practice which I did made me mentally strong, and I was able
and
to
prepared you for safety.
Yeah. Yeah.
In different situations.
Yeah.
So when you travel this far, you have no language, the similar language. You don't not necessarily know the language and all that thing. So at times you lack of food, lack of sleep. How was your daily routine? And I would like to know more about that as well.
Yeah, yeah. So daily routine will be like, the moment I start a long tour, I forget about time. There's no time limits, no time to, I will start here, I'll reach whenever I reach. So that's my rule. Like, so I will not have an ETA, estimated time of arrival. Even now, people, when I start on a road trip, people call me, kitne baje aa rahe ho karke. I don't know. I will come when I come. So that is my way of traveling. Like, so that should be the way of traveling for everybody, I say.
Mm-hmm.
Because that puts you into a lot of tension and unnecessary, you will take reckless decisions. So I'll get up in the morning, I'll prepare everything. My bike is like a pizza delivery bike with all my suitcase, gitcase, a lot of saman hai. So I'll pack everything and then I'll start on. And I'll, my idea is not just to rush through the places. So I will stop wherever I want to stop. I'll talk to the people, local people, have food with them, local food. So food was actually the biggest problem for me, because I thought I can eat anything in India. We will have a lot of varieties of food in India.
Yes.
So I can eat roti. 1 month I can only eat roti, dal roti. And 1 month I can eat only dosa. And 1 month I can eat rice. So I thought, okay, food is not going to be a major problem. But food was a major problem. Because the moment I left India and went to Iran, wherever I go, it's only meat.
Oh.
So that meat also is not like nice cooked mutton Rogan Josh or something like it's all put kebabs.
Okay.
So chicken kebabs, mutton kebabs, to see everything is the same meat and kebabs. With that, you will get some vegetables. So that is the food. I was so okay, how can I eat all this every day? So you may think, okay, we can eat burgers and pizzas and all. You eat it for 1 week and then you will know.
Yeah.
So food was a major problem for me. But ultimately, I learned to eat crocodiles, like snakes, sab khake dunya ko azam. Okay, I can eat everything now. Now I can say that.
The other thing comes in riding is food was this thing. The other thing is sleeping. Because when you are driving, you have to also make sure that your vision is clear. Your eyes on your road, and you're not sleepy. And again, the other issue is your tiredness.
Yeah.
Because sleep is one thing, but you can be tired during the day also.
Yeah,
you are in one position for a long time.
Yeah.
You are on the road. It affects your back. It affects your knee.
Yeah.
And whatnot. So how did you manage that, the safety in terms of sleep and physical stamina?
Sleep is going to be your major cost on a world tour, because we will never count that. Everybody will ask, aapka bike mileage kitna deta hai karke. Petrol was a very low and small part of the whole expenditure. The sleep is going to cost you the most, because all the motels, even if you go for small motels, I used to stay in youth hostels and hostels. But you won't get them in every city. So you have to stay in hotels, low class also, it's okay. But still, it is going to be huge. And once you start going into West, once I had a talk with the world's first, one of the first travelers on motorcycles and one of the fastest travelers, world travelers, they both are Americans. And I was giving a talk to Indian public along with them. So somebody asked me, why not many Indians do this kind of a travel? Why only foreigners do the travel?
Hmm.
I told them one way, if you start from India, every day as you go to the West, you'll keep spending more and more and more every day, because we are going to the West and we are spending more. For a Westerner, as they come to the East, they'll keep spending less and less and less. For 1 year of their salary, they can do a world tour. Whereas to do a world tour, I think maybe you'll need to work hard for 10 years like I did.
Yeah.
So that's why we don't do so many world tours also. So that sleep part is going to be very critical also, because sometimes I went to through places where the people themselves will say, okay, don't stay in that next city or don't stay in this place. And there are places where I stayed with super, super duper druggish. And at one place in Italy, I went to a place where I was very tired, like night 1 o'clock. I usually never ride until late. Usually try to get into some place by evening. But that day I couldn't find anything. So I traveled along and I entered into a nice hotel. It looked nice. But as I entered into the hotel, there were some 10, 15 girls were there. They were all drugged and there mahali kuch aur tha. So jaane ke baad pata chala aap phas gaya hu abhi. So phas gaya. See, when you go with a good heart, you'll also get some good. So my entire journey is dotted with so many people helping me, coming and help. One girl came and she put a hand on me and said, okay, come, we'll go out and talk. And she just brought me out and she said, take your bike and get out. Don't be here. So she was my savior. I said, okay, come, let's ride. So I drove all night. So that's how, because of sleep only, all these things happen. Because you staying is the major part. You can't, people think that you can find Indians and we can stay with them and you can find friends. It's not going to happen. So that way you have to handle everything, every situation, and be safe.
So this whole trip that you planned, was it attached with some cause? Was it attached with some purpose or inspiration that you had?
No, there is no cause. The only cause was that I wanted to see the world. Okay. That's because I could have taken a lot of causes. Okay. So even when I was starting, a lot of people, NGOs, and they came and said, okay, why can't you do this for cancer patients? And why can't you do this for something else and all? I'm a truthful person for myself and I do what I say I will do. So if you take a cause, you need to work on that. If you go out around the world and taking a cause of a cancer thing, you need to do work on that every place where you go. But I know I'm going to be in a hell of a lot of trouble doing my world tour as it is.
Yeah.
So I will not be able to promote the cause. I will not be able to do justice to the cause. So in my first world tour, I had no cause. I had only an experience of traveling around the world, experiencing the world. My point is to experience the world. And the other main reason, if you can say it as a cause, is to tell people to dream big. That's my ultimate aim. So my tagline for my world tour was dare to dream, care to achieve.
Lovely.
So you will have, a lot of people will have dreams.
Yeah.
But slowly, slowly, zindagi mein apna kaam karte karte, dreams ko gutter mein dal lete hain. They'll go along with the life. But whenever every person who meets me, say, I wanted to do that. I wanted to go around the world sometime, but maybe ho nahi paya. So I can see that thing in everybody. Almost everybody I meet, they'll have a dream. And they would have dumped it. So I'm a person who, no matter what, I will chase the dream and I'll live it. So that was one motto. That's what I was propagating. That's what I was telling people, youngsters particularly. So you can dare to dream and you can achieve anything you want to dream.
That's lovely and inspiring too. So when we speak about this world tours, you traveled around the globe, many countries. We are Indian. We live so much. We spend so much time in India. So living in India, traveling through Indian roads, living with Indian people, what is the difference between traveling in own country and traveling in other countries like that?
Like here, we have no rules, actually.
Okay.
So, and in foreign countries, there are rules. They're, simply put, it's that.
Okay.
So, all countries have rules.
Okay.
So, all countries' rules are almost similar. But we don't follow them. And chalta hai. So, this is the major difference between other countries. There, they follow the rules. Here, we don't follow the rules. The rules are same, similar, not too much different. But even in foreign countries, all Indians will follow the rules.
Yeah.
Because if they don't follow the rules, they have to face the consequences.
Get it.
In India, you can't really implement the rules. Only people have to implement the rules. So no matter how much the government tries, we believe in penal system. That is, we believe in punishment. So only agar aapko chalan kar diya jayega, to aap helmet pehnoge. Nahi to nahi. But I wear helmet for my own head. So people are not that safety conscious. They don't wear helmet because unko kuch nahi hoga. Ye kya ho, idhar se idhar ja raha hu. So to tell you about the road safety situation in India, India is number one. Aaj kal to India number one ban raha hai, bahut khushi ki baat hai. But India is number one for a long time in the road accidents.
Okay.
So Indian roads are the most deadliest roads in the world. India has only 1% of the vehicles of the world. But Indian road accidents are 11%. So 1% of vehicles causes 11% of accidents, road accidents. Every year, 169,000 people die on Indian roads. By the time we finish this podcast, at least 30 people would have died.
Oh,
at least 30 people would have died, and maybe 200, 300 people would have been met with very dire consequences.
Was it because of the road condition, or is it because, the driving skills and lack of understanding of roads and situation also at times.
Yeah.
While you're driving, it's not only your mistake. Somebody comes and does something, it causes your life. It takes somebody else's life.
Yeah.
So
sometimes
situations are not in your hands.
Yeah.
So what is the reason why this, this is a huge number. By the time we finish this podcast, 30 people will be dead on the road. It's
a
very big statement,
Yeah.
So what do you think causes these accidents on road?
Ignorance. Number one point is ignorance, because we don't care for our own lives. So the matter is simple. Why not a person is wearing a helmet? Means it says that we can't do, a government cannot force you. Chalan kar dega to kar dega. Lekin you will see a lot of people wearing helmets on their hands and riding.
Yeah.
Okay. Kya zarurat? It's your head. It's not about just an accident, but 70% of the people who die on the road are 18 to 35 years age old.
Young generation.
Young. 70%. Okay.
Yeah. And most likely the earning member of the family.
So
also,
they must be 90% of them are, of these 70% people are mostly motorcyclists and pedestrians. So they must be the breadwinners of their family.
True.
Or the future of their family. If that guy dies, their whole family becomes poor and they come onto the road and the whole system will break. So India spends about 5% to 10% of the GDP on the road accidents. So you and I are also paying for these road accident victims. But forget about paying road accident victims. Whole family will be disrupted and whole lives will be disrupted. And these accidents are, say, 90% avoidable with knowledge, awareness, and just caring for your own life. So if you care for your life, you're going to be safe. For me, when people come to know that I traveled around the world, everybody will come say, aapke maa baap ne jaane kaise diya? So I tell them one thing. In my entire life, I never hit a dog.
Okay.
I never met with a single accident in my entire life. So things like very extraordinary, or maybe I'm lying, but that's the truth. But before even going out to my world tour, So I was such a safe rider. So my parents also will think, okay, this guy can ride safely and he can go around the world and come.
Yeah.
And I was much more safer than any riders on riding on this road in Mumbai. Because I'm wearing all my jacket, my boots, my helmet, and every time I get on the bike, I'll be all the, wearing all this and I'll ride very nicely, safely, carefully. So I'm the safest rider on the road. These guys are nothing. So they are not taking care of their own selves, and so they are more dangerous. So for themselves and for others also. So if you can give them, your parents, the confidence that you can be a safe rider, you will be doing it.
What all gears used to carry with you, like, when you were driving? Boots, can you explain that?
So you cannot imagine my troubles at those times. Nowadays, we can get very good biking gear and everything here. I bought my shoes from US. I went to Singapore to buy my riding jacket. So it was so difficult at that time. Now you can get, for 5,000 rupees, you can get beautiful and high safe jacket for yourself, and it looks very trendy also. So why not you just buy it and wear it? I say, when for all the biking companies, they should be promoting these things. Maybe they should be giving, instead of giving coupons and offers, they should be giving these jackets and helmets.
Yeah, what is the difference between, like, say you said jacket? Jacket is a universal word.
Yeah, it has all the safety padding and all that. So okay. Even if you hit something and if you are dragged for a while also, the jacket will not tear. So the jacket is going to be like super armor for you, like an Iron Man. You are not going to, he will hit anything and he will be dragged for a kilometer also, nothing happens to him. This is something similar. So see, we are very vulnerable on the road.
Correct.
And people think that, okay, I'm going to be very safe, I'm going to ride very slow also. No, yeah. You are not going to hit somebody, but somebody is going to hit
you. Yeah, that's quite possible.
There is a quotation like saying that you are a great driver not because you didn't hit anybody, but you saw that nobody hit you.
That's true.
That is the defensive driving. That's the next thing, that's part of that. Yeah. So, I didn't hit anybody and nobody hit me also.
Yeah.
So, that makes me a defensive rider. So, the first thing I say is, okay, remove your horn on your bike. People say, oh my, I never blow horn. In my entire life, I never blow horn.
Yeah.
Because people say, oh my God, that's going to be very dangerous. Okay.
Yeah.
But imagine what happens when you remove your horn.
Yeah.
We blow horn just to throw people out of your way. Okay. In India, generally.
Yeah.
Honk, 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 honk. So that people will give you
move
way.
Move and make you.
But if you don't have a horn, you have to find your way.
Yeah.
Okay. So you will be watching all around, who is going to hit me, who is going to hit me. You will become very aware of the road conditions. So that makes you more safe. So these simple things like awareness and all, government has to take more care about spreading this awareness and making this kind of a school education. I was in 2004, I did one All India tour for road safety.
Yes, I was coming to this actually.
So 2004, I did All India tour for road safety, and I was asking for the government to put road safety education in schools.
So you spoke about creating awareness. So how do we create this awareness? Have you seen some campaigns or some movement happening in Western countries that we can adapt in India and we can spread this awareness?
Yeah. It should start from the schools initially. In Australia, Sweden, and all these places, the road safety education starts from the school, very basic schooling. Because see, that's when you remember a lot of things. In your school, if they taught you something, you will remember for your life. So if they teach you that you should walk like this, you should do something like this in the junctions and cars, some of the kids will tell the parents that, okay, you should not do this. So that's how the actual thing starts happen. I went to schools in Sweden and Australia. The kids know more rules than me.
No.
Okay. So the kids know more rules than me. If I go for a road test in UK, I will definitely fail. After knowing all the rules of all these countries and all, if I go for a driving test in UK, I will fail. Because their tests are so, so strong. Okay, once you pass the driving test, okay, you have done a lot of things. Okay, so you will never forget. they have video education, every kind of, so they will present with you so many different sorts of incidents where, okay, you have seen, you are in an incident like this, so what you are going to do? It's going to be very tricky question kind of a thing. So they will foresee everything. So they'll make you understand the situation, be aware of the situation and take proper action. So that becomes your innate knowledge and you will become safe from inside. So you don't have to look for anything like that. So in India, we don't have that kind of education at all. Even for in most of the states, you don't have to even give a driving test. So in most of the states, you don't have to give a driving test to get a car loan, I mean car driving license. Okay, so maybe you need a lot of things to get a car loan, but you don't need anything to get a car driving license.
That's
a huge thing.
Yeah.
So just to give an idea, 70% of the accidents happen with 1 to 2 years old vehicles, you know. So all these guys, they come and they'll take powerful cars. Now we are getting very, very powerful bikes and very powerful cars. Okay. But there are no training centers. So to drive a 1000cc bike, even I get so scared. Okay. I will be very aware of my conditions and all. So I will be very scared to ride a 1000cc motorcycle. But no, you can now go to the showroom and you can buy a 1000cc motorcycle with no training, nothing. And you can kill 10 people with that. In US and all, Europe also, there will be stages. First, you need to have a license for 50cc and then 100cc. After 100cc, you will have to wait for 1 year to get into 350cc. And then after 1 year, you will get 500cc and 1000cc license. So you will automatically, you will become very good at your riding and you will be a responsible rider. But here, if you just have money, all the youngsters, they are getting good pay and good money and all. Even parents are pampering them. And they just give a brand new 1000cc motorcycle and they go and they... A lot of people I know, they died like that. So can we blame it on the parents? Yes, absolutely. So it's the negligence of the parents. So that way, our parents have to be very careful. The government has to teach people how to do. And when you make a rule, you need to implement. So if there is a red light on the street, if you cross that, if somebody is going to fine only, you are going to stop.
Yeah.
If otherwise, you will look here and there and then you go.
Yeah.
So if you can't implement that rule, you cannot have that rule. Otherwise, it teaches you the wrong things. So it will teach you, okay, you can jump this red signal here and you can jump red signal there also. So you become insensitive to the signal. So we are, by not implementing the rules, we are teaching people to be insensitive and not to stick to the rules. So that's a bad thing. But what happens is India is such a populous country. You can't implement all the rules also. So from the government side, what they can say, we are framing everyone. Even if we put 100 policemen just writing challans, there will be still people doing all the things. But now with all the advanced technology and all, artificial intelligence, CCTV cameras, with all the technology, now people are being fined without even knowing.
Yeah.
So once you jump the red signal, camera is going to shoot it and you're going to get a challan.
Challan, yeah.
So that is actually reducing a lot of accidents. But I would emphasize on education, training before going into high-end motorcycles and high-end cars and all. Most accidents happen because of speeding.
Hmm.
Overspeeding and lack of ability to control the car or the bike. So your ability to control that is beyond your capability. So you have no training about it. So those things have to be given more time.
So more awareness about...
More awareness.
Awareness and training. More training and discipline.
Discipline.
Like training people might get, you know. Like they can understand road safety. They can just... learn how to use the gear, clutch, this and that. They can ride.
Yeah.
But discipline is also something that has to be inbuilt in the person.
The problem is, I went to implement this kind of education in schools and all. I went up to the ministerial levels. I got I was very surprised to know that even the minister said, even if we try to implement all this, the schools will not implement it because they are overburdened with a lot of subjects and a lot of syllabus and all. Yeah. So they don't have time to teach this. And now, even just when I was coming here today morning, I took the cab to airport and that guy was always watching YouTube on the mobile phone while driving. In the traffic and all, I didn't say anything. Even when he got onto the expressway, he was watching YouTube. I admired him for doing that, not for myself, but for apna to khayal karo, apna family ka to khayal karo. So you are watching YouTube driving at 100 kilometers per hour. One split second, you're gone.
Yeah.
And somebody else is also gone.
Your eyes are not constantly on road. Yeah. You are looking down. And also, you know, when you're driving, you have billboards.
Yeah.
You have signages speaking about distance, the places. I'm sure when you did this world tour 2006, back then Google Map was
not
hardly in a picture. Yeah. You know, nobody thought about, you know, Google Map will help us like how it is helping today.
Yeah.
You know, it was too futuristic for that time.
I had big paper maps. I had to make my route on the paper map and go.
So everywhere. You understood your road better before you took on that ride.
Yeah, it makes you more aware of your surroundings, your place and the roads and everything.
So when we speak about like Google Maps, when you speak about like location, sharing the live location, even if you're walking, you know, you're constantly on phone and checking whether you are walking on the same road and following the same route or no, you know. So there you are on road, either you're walking, you're riding a two-wheeler or cycle or something. And then you have cars and big vehicles like four-wheelers. So these are the things that you see, you know, like right now we have very less bullock carts or horses, animal rides and all that. But that is something that you can see it in villages also.
Yeah.
But everybody is on the phone. Yeah. Everybody is tracking the location or like, you know, looking at the phone or like how you said, like looking at YouTube. So how, like when you are constantly watching something else and not the road, accidents are going to happen.
Another thing, noise cancellation, you are not aware of your surroundings.
Surroundings,
In the high-end cars and all, it's anyway going to be very silent. And, so your awareness, it's safety is nothing but your awareness about the road. So which way you are going to turn, which way the people are going to come, what their intentions are going to be on the road. That's what you need to observe all the time.
Yeah.
So that's what makes us better drivers. But your attention is always on these things, then there's no way you will learn that also.
Yeah.
So when I was driving, I don't have all these technologies. So I was in a way, it was good for me, it was bad for me. I had to spend more time on finding the locations and all. But when I went to our embassy in Cairo, the ambassador, Indian ambassador, he asked me, if I take my car in Cairo after living here for so many years, I can't come back to my office. So how did you manage with all these paper maps and all, you are able to come navigate? So it teaches you. You learn everything. You learn everything. From here, if I want to go to Andheri, I know what road to take and I'll just check on the map. Okay, these are the checkpoints. And I'll just go in the general direction. If I miss one road, I will find out, you know, a few minutes, I know I'm on the wrong route and I'll get back onto the route. So that teaches you something. So that teaches you also the area, the awareness, the kind of traffic on the road. So you're constantly looking for cues, your directions, your conditions and everything. So you'll be more aware. So maybe that's how I managed to travel around the world and came back in one piece.
The technology is there to help you, to guide you, to make your lives better and easier.
Yeah.
But something that you have to use is your senses, your instinct, your awareness about this whole trip. You know, like you don't have to be dependent on meters and kilometers on map. You can just understand them while driving.
Yeah.
That will help you a little bit. Now, other thing in India, what happens, not in India, but they have different expression when they see a woman is driving, you know, it is completely different.
Yeah. It comes.
Now, can you explain why does it happen?
It is more prevalent in India. It's a cultural thing, I would say. It's more prevalent in India. In other countries, it's not so much. It is, but still, there is so much. But in India, women are seen like housewives and softer side. And they are always accompanied by somebody, father or brother or sister or somebody. And so they are not the leaders. They are always the followers kind of a thing. So that has stuck to us for a long time. And so if you, a woman is riding a scooter, wearing sari and all, so if you are driving, if you are riding a motorcycle, then everybody will say, oh my God, she is riding a motorcycle. So that means one is that. She is doing something which is she is not supposed to do or something like that. The other part on the woman's side is, as I said about the training, if you learned driving or a motorcycle riding, it must have been from your father, from your brother, somebody, some friend who must have taught you. But there's no formal education kind of a thing in safety or driving in India. What happens with the boys is they will quickly learn. They will ride a lot. Comparatively, then a woman, if a woman rides 1,000 kilometers in a month, a man rides about maybe 10,000 kilometers in a month. So the quantity and the length of driving experience you get is also little. So because of that, you may falter. So when you are driving, since you don't have a basic training and since you don't do it a lot, you don't get that kind of expertise. So you may look little flimsy or little faltering, and that makes other people think that you don't know driving, and they will do more damage to you, causing fear to you, and you with that fear you might do even more bad things. So this kind of approach and attitude is what causes the problem. It's not about how much training you have, how much training boys have. Both are same. But in US and other places, there's not much difference, because they also have to go to the same training centers and they have to get trained and they have to give the driving test equally. And so if they don't know the rules and if they don't know the driving, in American company, they'll put a glass on the dashboard, and if you brake so hard that glass falls down, your driving test is done, gone. So you will know how to drive your car. You will know how to drive your motorcycle perfectly. Just like a man. Here, we don't have that education. Only brother or friend teaching you all the time. So he will teach you just until you can balance the bike well. So with that, you have to explore. So now people are going out and exploring more and more and more. They are getting better and better. So that's okay. That's more about attitude and approach.
Yeah. So when you speak about attitude, at times, road rage is something, a very bad attitude that one can experience. So what about those kind of safeties where you experience this kind of rage on the road? It can be experienced by both men and women. You know?
Yeah. So it's being safe either on road or off road also.
Yeah.
Is again a training and attitude. What happens is I was beaten and robbed in my first country, Iraq. So I was camping in a very isolated area, and some people came, started beating me black and blue, and took away my money pouch and purse and all. Luckily, I had my loud Chinese alarm on my bike. So while all this is happening, I sounded the alarm. So they just went off without taking away all my equipment. That incident was an eye-opener. Okay. So till then I was, okay, I'm a world traveler. I can go there anywhere, camp and go there. That incident made me so safe that I never had that kind of an incident again in my entire world. Because now I'm aware where I cannot stay, where I should be safe. And that kind of awareness, traveler awareness, even Cairo is more safer than New York. People think, we see in films and all, Cairo, everybody steals, everybody is a thief, everybody kind of. But New York is the most dangerous place, and you are 90% likely to be mugged in New York City than in Cairo or even Middle East.
Okay.
So if you just walk through some streets, you will be mugged for sure. So it is so dangerous there. But you need to know whether you want to place yourself in that kind of a situation or not. That awareness will not come until you face some of these things.
Hardness,
but at
yeah.
the same time, it need not be so also. That awareness you need to develop. For example, a few days back, when a foreign couple were attacked in Jharkhand, Jharkhand area, and very bad things happened in that area. The problem is, I say it is equally wrong on my side. So I need to know whether I can, this area is safe to know, wait, or this area is safe to camp, this particular thing is not. So we need to have situational awareness, we need to have conditional awareness, we need to have people awareness. So all these things will come the more and more you do, or the more aware you are. So if you want to do something like that, if you want to, I have a very good friend who is a girl. She traveled all over India using auto rickshaws, motorcycles. She will only hitch and hike. She's a girl. She traveled all over India without any incidents.
Okay.
So it's your attitude and your presence makes all the difference. So if you want to do something, you need to learn these things. So just going out and exposing yourself will cause problems.
Okay. So the other thing in India that we see when you're riding, whether it's two-wheeler or four-wheeler, two-wheelers, you have three people. One will be wearing helmet, but other two might not be having helmet. Then there are kids, sometimes pets. Same thing, like, you know, in four-wheeler also. If, like, you know, family is going for a trip, you have old people, you have pets, you have children, and you have to drive through all these things, and driver is also paying attention to what kind of music that person has to play and all that. Sometimes I don't understand why there is no remote control in the car to play the, to change the channel.
Yeah,
why
yeah.
it has to be driver who is doing, and the family is sitting behind, like there are other people. If one has to listen to music, that person can listen. I understand. But mostly when it is a family trip and all that, somebody is like, you know, having a playlist in mind and asking that person to change the song, use the Bluetooth and all that thing. You have all the facilities, but it is also coming with some cost and some danger at the same time. So when you are planning some family trip like this, when you are going on road like this with, like, you know, triple set, four people on one ride, like, you know, on bike, why does it happen here? And how do you see this whole image, like, you know, through the safety side?
Lack of awareness only. So, because see, until you meet with the kind of an accident, you don't know what happens in an accident. Okay. So you think you are very slow, and seatbelts are there for a reason. And people think, okay, I'm driving very slow, so I don't need to wear a seatbelt. Okay. But what happens is, what if somebody comes very fast and hits you?
Yeah.
You are not going fast. But if somebody comes at 100 kilometers per hour speed and hits you from behind or from ahead, you are going to go out of the windshield.
Yeah.
So it's not about how fast you are driving, how slow you are driving. It's not about that. It's a safety measure you need to simply implement. So you have all the measures there. And distraction is a very, very, very dangerous point. We all know about it, but we don't pay attention to it. So there is some, I've seen one very good advertisement in there. Are you dying to get home? It was in a UK big billboard. Are you dying to get home? So don't die to get home.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself and reach home. Okay. So I'm just, and all this, most of the accidents happen within 1 or 2 kilometers distance from their place of residence.
That's surprising.
That's it. That's a fact. Because either you're coming all the way from Pune to Mumbai, and just before coming to your place also, you will be in a rush to move on.
Rush to enter the premise.
Enter the place. Okay.
And finish your
Even if you are feeling sleepy, just for half an hour more, I'll drive. That way, you'll don't listen to yourself. And on the other side, I'm just going to buy some vegetables. I don't need any helmet. So you go out and you'll be hit by somebody and you'll die. So it is in the vicinity of your surroundings only, your home only, it's happening. So the statistics
are
very strong.
And many people don't use the seat belt. You know, they have plugged in,
yeah,
but through back, not from the front.
Yeah. So that's
and the excuse is the clothes will get
yeah.
crushed and they will not be presentable when you go to office yeah. or you reach some party and all that. Oh,
yeah.
my dress will get creases.
Yeah.
The hair, not wearing helmet is common, is like, oh, my hair.
Yeah. I made an advertisement for these women's, for a women's
cookie. Oh, not just women,
yeah.
okay,
no,
for that matter.
Women.
Like men
no.
also, like, you know, they
yeah,
gel
yeah.
their hair, they put the helmet on and they
yeah.
say, oh, now they are sticking. They had that, like, you know,
yeah.
anti-gravity
yeah,
hairstyles
yeah.
and then they think
so,
that, you know, it
that
will
only
go
the,
for
in
a toss.
The dad, it says, okay. हेयर अच्छी हेयर है होने के लिए एक सर की जरूरत पड़ती है इसकी रक्षा करो करके सो दीज आर ऑल सिंपल पॉइंट्स ओके अरे हेयर स्टाइल बिगड़ जाएगा करके आई वॉन्ट हेलमेट आई वॉन्ट वेयर हेलमेट सो हेयर स्टाइल के लिए हेड होना जरूरी है ना एंड पीछे वाला का भी सर होता है सो यू आर वेयरिंग हेलमेट दे आर नॉट वेयरिंग हेलमेट योर वाइफ इज नॉट वेयरिंग हेलमेट योर किड्स आर नॉट वेयरिंग हेलमेट उनका भी तो सर होता है ना बिकॉज यू आर वेयरिंग बिकॉज ऑफ द चलान
Yeah.
Because of police, not for your head. So start caring for yourself. Don't wear it for the authorities. It's your head. It's your family. It's your thing. You should be more. That's what I'm saying. It's just about awareness. You should be more careful about yourself. Your life is more valuable. What happens is in US, I was driving with somebody, and he was very careful, over careful.
Hmm.
So, when he sees a person walking there, he'll stop here. I said, why are you so over-cautious? I said, अरे यार कुछ लग गया का हाथ पर टूट गया तो मैंने मेरी जो तनख्वाह से उनको एवरी मंथ आई हैव टू पे देम मींस सो इफ यू हिट somebody ऑन द रोड you are going to pay for them. So, because of that, he is not doing this. Okay, that's how it should be everywhere. Either take care of yourself or be very afraid of others, hitting others. Here, what happens is nothing. Truck drivers and all, these are all mostly uneducated people. They just learn how to drive and they get on. But if you see, it's a very interesting fact. Huh? The truck drivers are always to be blamed. Okay. But you go on a highway, you will see truck drivers to be the most disciplined drivers. They have learned the technique because, see, they value their own families, okay? They value, they know how much destruction this truck can do. They must have seen their friends ramming into houses, their friends crushing people on the road.
Yeah.
They know how much destruction that can do. And so they slowly, all the big, long distance drivers, they become very, very good. Only locals who crisscross the highways and all, they fall into this kind of a trap and they don't care about themselves and they get into accidents. So it's all about awareness. If you want to be aware and if you want to live, take care of yourself.
If you enjoy this episode, be sure to share with your friends and family so that together we can become more aware of road safety. Remember, a small precaution can save many lives.